Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. You've also got...
Adam Knox.
The old switcheroo. And also joining us...
Ben Vanier.
Fuck, I shouldn't have gone.
You set yourself up for it, mate. You sound like an idiot from the 90s.
That is true comedy.
We were allowed to do it.
Is that going to come back soon anytime you reckon? It being cool to just go...
I think it just did.
I watched A Beautiful Mind the other day, and Russell Crowe in that is like a half step away from doing that.
Is it like, really?
He's like the most exaggerated version. He's meant to be a schizophrenic, but he acts like he's... Anyway, it's I can't show you how I think he was acting.
Oh, you are.
Then it would be
Did either of you guys see Finding Dory?
Yeah.
So no. My housemate was telling me today that there's like three seals in that. And one of them is very clearly like meant to have Down syndrome.
It's not Down syndrome. He's just
really?
A dumb seal.
Right. Well, he read
I think
it
your
as
friend
like
was just like, it's a fucker. Look at that one.
Cut to him in the cinema. Like, he's trying to tell the story.
Smash
like,
cut to
Pixar
him.
Have gone too far. And then you see him in the cinema. He's going, look at that retard seal. Gets kicked out of Hoyts. We got two great guests today. We are, what are we doing in here? We're crossing over.
Yeah.
This is what this is. Mm-hmm. Joining us from the Hey Fam podcast, it's Angus Truscott and Andrew Levins.
Yeah.
Hello.
You guys are clearly the Flintstones.
Yes.
And we're the Jetsons.
Oh my god, this is that crossover episode.
So that means like you're us from the future?
No. Do you know either of those shows?
No, you said you're the Jetsons.
Yeah, like it's not
the Jetsons are in the future. But the Jetsons are in the future.
Like canon style. Like
No, they
just live forever.
Have you seen either of those shows?
They're immortals. It's like Highlander meets the Flintstones. They just get old as everything changes. It would explain Judy's white hair though, wouldn't it?
Ooh, like, that's all it would explain though.
Yeah, that's literally all it would
explain.
I
think we've talked about the Flintstones and the Jetsons on our podcast before.
Yeah,
they exist in the same world.
Yeah,
that's why the Jetsons are in the sky because the ground has been...
Explain, wasn't there a Simpsons Jetsons cross? No,
no.
Simpsons Futurama.
I imagine there is out there on the internet. Someone must have written a Simpsons.
And they fuck.
Oh, that's Jetsons fanfic.
That's awesome.
That Family Guy.
I'll tell you why Judy's hair is white in that at that video.
Come!
I want to see Astro and Dino. Like, let's see what happens. Is it called doggy style or dino style? Like, it depends who's doing what.
Yeah, that's a good question. In the Flintstones,
fetching. Maybe because they're both dog figures. Yeah. You just call it fetching. Or
well, Knox famously, Adam Knox famously, not a fan of the Flintstones.
No, it's terrible.
They wouldn't let me into Melbourne unless I answered that question correctly. Like the famous Melbourne like naturalisation. Who was Donald Bradman? What's the star constellation on the flag? And what's Adam Knox's views on
I don't know
the
why
Jetsons?
I did this, but...
Correct is what they are. They'll accept that answer.
So you don't like the Jetsons?
I don't like the Flintstones or the Jetsons or basically any
so you don't
of
like
those
family, kind of basically. Barbera. Is that a political statement?
I just think there's not enough diversity on those shows. It's a political statement.
Oh, wow.
It was like, you know, they were written and animated in like the 1950s.
Yeah.
Where like,
yeah, so why couldn't McGilla Gorilla have been trans? Is what I'm saying.
Wow.
No, they're just they're like there's something about the quality of the animation that makes me feel sick.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
genuinely.
It's like 70 years ago.
I know.
This ridiculous standard
it's like
that you're holding up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, it's a bit simple.
I know you're a big fan of fucking like Henry Chaucer and shit, and it like old stuff ages and it becomes bad over time.
And Henry Chaucer. How,
yeah, Chaucer. Is it Henry?
No,
yeah.
It's Geoffrey.
Geoffrey, yeah. Henry was his son.
Oh.
And he wrote the Canterbury Tales, but in the future.
Did they had both kinds of races on Hanna-Barbera cartoons. White and wacky.
White and Captain Caveman.
This goes back to I love a good Adam Knox trying to sort of show himself to be intellectual and getting the name of the person wrong.
Yeah.
Just when you were trying to showboat to me and Ben about how you'd gone to see Noam Chomsky.
I didn't say Chomsky.
Or was it, or no, maybe no, you called
was,
him Norm.
Yeah, it was Norm Chomsky. Norm Chomsky.
I might have said Norm.
James Chomsky.
We get it. He studied Pole 101.
Henry, I'm surprised you guys don't know about Henry Chaucer. He's a very famous author.
Okay. What's the podcast again?
I meant Jeffrey.
Like, books.
Yeah. This is Filthy Books. I can't think of one even.
Filthy dust covers.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, speaking of filthy books, I saw a guy.
Oh, where is this
seriously,
going?
I saw a guy walking out of a out of the Peeps on Elizabeth Street just before, wearing a poncho. What do you think of that?
That's
preparing
smart.
For rain. Wait, what are his reviews? Read the Flintstones.
Yeah,
I didn't get to
Yabba
ask.
Yabba dabba, come.
Jeez, Angus, save something for our podcast. Not
like a rain poncho, like a
you know, colourful
like
knitted
a hippie,
poncho.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, like a Clint Eastwood.
Right, but you can't see what's under that. Mm. I think is the point of
maybe,
wearing a poncho there.
Yeah.
One time I went into the Peeps. I'll admit it. I go to the Peeps.
Yeah, we know. Everyone listening knows and already knew.
We're talking about Flintstones and Peeps. Like, we've got phones with porn.
Yeah. I was walking in once, and a guy was walking out in a full suit with a Tweety Bird tie.
Wow. And you were like, this is why I come
now
here.
Now I know what it means when like a dad wears a funny tie now to work. It's not just because they're trying to impress, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, one time, just to tie it back to the theme of this podcast, I was in there and the little thing went up, the window went up. And the girl was in there and she was playing a Nintendo DS.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that sounds really vague. What is a Peeps?
The $2, so you go in.
They're the yellow marshmallows you get at Easter time in the States.
You go in and you put money in a thing and then the window comes
it's
up
real?
And you get to
like it's
watch
live?
It. Yeah.
Mm. I don't think that was allowed anymore. I thought like it's all videos now or something.
You don't have to pretend.
It's a cultural hub. Melbourne.
I really didn't know that's a thing.
Your
seriously.
Family aren't listening to this podcast. You can admit that you know what the fucking
no,
$2 peeps
know
are.
What it
what's
is?
A like, breast? I just, I've never heard of these before.
I just like Google it or ask somebody to show me this. Like, I don't go sit in like a shame to like, be... circle and slide a window up.
Cream pie? No, I've never heard of it. Anyway.
To be fair, the first and only time I've ever been to the Peeps was with you, Tom.
Is this an intervention?
Why are we recording this episode there?
This is a great example of
get
a
the
thing
DS
that
chick on should be perfect on demo.
Get the DS chick on. I used to, for ages, I had this thing where I would get drunk and I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world to turn into the guy going, just trying to rally everyone to go to the Peeps.
Mm.
And then it started happening for real, and it's a great example of, well, this isn't a character anymore. This isn't a bit. Yeah. This just is you.
The line has been
literally
crossed,
making people go to the Peeps.
Yeah.
We'll be there later tonight. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, Ben.
No, why are we here? Explain why we're here.
What do you mean? Well, in this room, in this time?
Yeah.
Well,
we are in the city of
you
Melbourne.
Guys were travelling around in your little flying car and you hit a time warp and you came back here.
We get it. We're the Jetsons.
I hate guys who dress like this.
Are you George?
I'm the robot.
No, you're Elroy.
Rosie.
Elroy. I'm Elroy.
Yeah. You look
very
like Elroy.
Elroy.
You do look like Elroy.
Awesome.
You're Elroy. Actually, fun fact, I saw the Jetsons.
You look like one of
Melbourne
the big shiny rocks
six.
In the Flintstones.
What?
What?
You saw what?
I saw the Jetsons movie, I just remembered, in Melbourne in like 1991.
Wow, talk us through it.
Like at a cinema. I don't know. I went there and saw it. It was good. And then you sit
more.
Down and like the lights go out. And,
when did they make a Jetsons movie?
Well, if you
1991, fuck it.
It was around the time where Angus used to get drunk and then he would try and like rowl the boys together to go see
it. As a 6 year old, I'd be like, let's do it, cunts.
Did you go to that big cinema on Bourke Street? Do you guys remember that?
No.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
I was staying in Williamstown at the time. Is there a cinema near there?
Why were you staying in Williamstown?
I don't know. Why is that important? I was six and in Williamstown. Let
That's
that
a weird thing. I take it this was a family holiday.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to come down on a family holiday.
Oh, we had
to
friends
Melbourne.
That lived there.
Okay.
Like, we lived at their
Why
house.
Why didn't you just say that to begin with?
You really had to do some digging to get that answer.
I'm a very
who
private guy.
Friends, are they in witness protection or something?
They're the Jetsons. We're travelling back to meet the Flintstones.
You guys are in Melbourne because I am having a little birthday party tonight. And you guys decided to come down to celebrate it with
me. We were invited. I want that. Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
We're
well, you were invited after you told me you'd booked the flights. And I was like, well
you
twisted my arm here.
You invented the party after the fact.
That's true, yeah.
And you're officially announcing that we're your admins of your life.
Yes.
We're the admins.
Of Tommy Dasilo memes. You guys
oh, no, just Tommy Dasilo.
It's beyond
talk
that.
About that.
It starts at Dasilo memes, then it ends at, you know,
Yeah, so you guys account. For the last, like, what, month or so?
I don't know, when were you in the air on the way to Japan?
Yeah, oh, about yeah. a month ago. Been ruining my life by making a meme page about me that is, I mean, I
very
have to say,
clever.
The content, you like every photo.
The
like
content flow on it, the content flow on it is pretty consistent.
Yeah. There's a huge amount of it. It's yeah. really weird.
You're very inspirational.
You make one every time Tommy goes to the peeps and there's fucking
oh, that's heaps. What I mean. Now you've opened the floodgates. Like you've given us so much material.
Well, we walked
nine
in
minutes
here.
We've been recording. Yeah.
We like, walked in here and the first thing Angus said was, let me get a photo of you for the meme page. It's not good. I send photos to other people and then somehow they make their way back to you and they end up yeah, being made a I meme mean, out of.
You know, yeah, and if you want to check out this page, facebook.com/realegghours.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It wouldn't let us use Tommy Dassilo memes.
Right.
No, I didn't try.
Oh, you didn't try?
That would be great if I hadn't gotten facebook.com/Tommy Dassilo yet and you'd been able to get in and grab that. That would be amazing.
How much are you going to sell the URL for?
To you,
yeah.
To the meme page. That's good. Yeah, how much?
We'll swap you.
What
we'll
do you
give
got?
You not real egg hours.
I think we've got more followers.
I think you. I actually think you do.
I might do a takeover. You know, you can like ask to take over another page because you're they're infringing you.
Can you really?
Oh. Well, let's find out.
All right. Let's do this. Who can take over who first? If I can get you kicked off Facebook or you can get me kicked off Facebook.
No, because you actually want us to get kicked off Facebook.
Yeah.
To stop making this isn't fun. This is like when a parent tries to make cleaning
yeah,
the dishes
true.
Fun. You know what's really fun?
We got to do an update on something that we were just talking about off air. We decided we should go public with this. So listeners may remember, long-time listeners may remember last year we went to PAX.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
We Knox was just looking at me like...
I got really scared for some reason. I thought I'd like told
he's,
you a
he's
secret.
He's not ready for his whole family to find out.
As we discussed, immigration in this country, it's a big problem. Let's get into it. Yeah, we went to PAX last year and we did a wrap-up of it. We talked about it a bit.
We talked to Michael Hing, I think, before we went.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yeah. And you applied... for us to go again
yes.
this year.
Yes, I did.
And the email came through this week, hot off the presses.
Yeah.
We've been denied.
It's a big babow. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know how the people trying to immigrate to Australia feel.
Yeah, totally. Now I'm on board. The big Babowski. Is that something?
If they listened to our coverage of it from last year, though, we talked mostly about having been in the food court
yeah.
for a while.
I'm pretty sure you used the term
Asperger's.
Show us
they downloaded it. That's
yeah,
kind of cool.
We talked for a long time about how we didn't really
and
enjoy
it. Yeah. It sucked, yeah. And it did suck. It wasn't very good. It was a bunch of fucking... shit.
Yeah, I mean, we can just talk freely now that we've been denied.
Yeah,
I still would like to go, so I'm just going to like not say anything about that.
8 hour lines for that VR stuff, more than 8 hours, like a whole day sort of thing. Which, like, I know it's popular, but that's poorly managed then.
Yeah.
If there's... couldn't figure out the VR was going to be interesting for people?
You've been sitting on these hot takes for a year and now you're just ready to...
I'd have brought two.
By the way, VR's out in, like, 3 weeks, isn't it? The PS one. Are you guys going in?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, probably.
I don't know if they send me a free one, PAX. Hello, this is Angus from the Nice Podcast, who has nothing bad to say about the PAX game show...
Wait, so PAX are sending you a free VR?
Perhaps.
Yeah, so they're going and buying one for you and posting it
to you.
There's proof
to listen to one episode of your that's podcast. True. I'm going to say there's maybe listening true. To this one. Yeah.
But unfortunately, you only get the PAX Experience VR game. So you, you just walk around and people sneeze on you.
And
you have to line up. You have to line up to play the VR unit that you own.
Fucking losers yelling about... PC sound system cards or whatever. Yeah. Like, everyone clap your hands.
That was
everyone's
weird.
Like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm standing in a warehouse.
All
I'm
those
not
shows,
clap my hands.
Regardless of what they're for, like they're not really for you.
No.
Yeah.
What are they for? I've never been to like a games con. You went to?
They're not for casuals.
I've been to fucking shitloads of them.
You went? You didn't go to E3. Like, you went to the like the British E3.
I went to the
shorter
the Paris
and six
Games
episodes.
Expo. Was
crazy. It was like better. No, you went to Paris Games. You went to the European one.
Yeah, that was wild. But I mean, like, it's like you don't really want to be there for that long. It's really intense. No matter how big the space is, they always manage.
Oh, we went to EB. Get the EB one.
Oh yeah, how was that?
I want to go to that this year.
Do you
want to
go again? Yeah, all right. We won't talk about it.
We got an invite through PlayStation. I don't think I told you guys this. So it's like. Be one of the first to experience, you know, PlayStation VR. And I sort of thought, oh, how cool is this? Like, they're wanting us to, like, go in to Sony and have a crack.
Yeah.
And then I read the rest of the email and it was like, at Westfield Shopping Centre. We're doing a demo. It's like, yeah. I'd rather blow my own brains out than go to a Westfield and line up with all the other
plebs. The predominant demographic of people who do seem to find that stuff appealing is impatient people. Mm. Like, that's like having to wait for, I mean, it's a weird mix to wait for like 2 hours to play a game that's going to come out in 2 months anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless you do
and
have
a
responsible
game at that. Have you guys had a VR experience, so to speak?
I've never used it.
That was fun as hell last year.
Yeah, we did it.
I jerked off over lawnmower, man. That was a hell of a VR experience.
How many $2 coins did that cost you?
Was she playing a DS? Did she call you the lawnmower man? we had a go last year at EB Games Expo. Shout outs. My name's Angus Truska. We love going. wouldn't mind another invite. But
Does the EB Games Expo, does it cost like a little bit more than all the other expos?
Well, I don't know. We went for free. So I guess
there was a sale on when we went.
So. There's another expo down the road that has this for 20% off. Though, so they'll match anything another expo has.
There was a very small Nintendo stand, which was very sad because they literally had Animal Crossing VR cards on display. Which is not a bit. That's like legit. And then there was the new Star Wars game, which they had everything.
Massive Battlefront.
That was huge stuff. But then they had the VR that was like for selected.
Yeah, we did like the weird aquarium experience thing.
What's launching with it? I actually don't know what it's on day one. What are you getting with the PS VR?
If you look up the launch titles, which, I mean, if I had a dedicated gaming podcast, I probably would do before I start talking about VR.
Great. Who cares? Keep going.
I don't even see how that's relevant.
But there's quite a few. In fact, like,
should we make an edit point? No.
If you compare it to like, you know, like what a console will generally launch with, there's
pretty healthy,
way
hey.
More titles.
Really?
I think there's a lot of them are only like hour-long experiences.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's a lot of stuff where like, oh, cool, I'm looking at a Final Fantasy lady's boobs for an hour. That's like...
That sounds great.
Yeah. Speaking of, have you seen that game that's coming out where you tutor a Japanese schoolgirl?
Yeah, Gal Gun, right?
Yeah, and you literally just sit in her room with her in her little study while her parents are downstairs doing like... parent stuff, and you chew to her, and she chats.
And you like, do you know for sure that her parents are downstairs? And
I think
no
you can hear like the rice boiling.
Right.
You can hear they're like,
yeah.
You can lock the bedroom door, right?
Yeah,
and she says things like, "I really love you" on Dum Dum Club.
Yeah. But like, and then I saw an ad for it the other day. And
did
like,
you say shoot? I think I'm thinking of something different. I'm thinking
he said tutor.
Tutor.
Yeah. Oh, tutor.
She's a schoolgirl.
No, because there
I
is
really
one when
wish
you
this conversation had gone on for longer with you talking about tutoring and you thinking it's a fucking massacre.
No, there is one where you shoot, but you shoot like.
Come out of you.
Are we talking about the tutors, the classic English literature?
Henry Chaucer was one of them.
Exactly.
It's another. Crazy bullshit dumb anime schoolgirl game where you shoot at
schoolgirls.
No,
this one's
they're all in love with you and you got to keep them away.
Like if they're
it's disgusting.
This is a tutoring experience. And you go to her room and she's in a uniform and she like flirts and you mark her work and there's like DLC for like meeting her at her place of employment for extra tutoring, which is a maid cafe. And if you've been to Japan, they're kind of like
it's like a
PG
peep show
rated.
In Japan.
Kind of. Let me ask you guys this. You guys have both been to Japan a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to Japan, one of the first things that people go is like, go and get bloody some of those used panties out of a vending machine. Now, I've been twice. I've never once seen one of those machines.
And I
sorry to hear that.
Have you guys seen them? Do they even exist?
Yeah, I got a pair from a machine.
Did you really?
Yeah. I do. And I opened it up. That is clean. Like I was upset. Then when
so you're then
spoiled.
Calling up the company and trying to get a refund. It's
well,
like,
yeah, it was like a you know.
But if they were dirty, how would you be talking about this experience now if they were?
Well, I would say they were soiled. I would have.
And you would have been cool.
Soiled.
Yeah, that would have been the point of difference.
There's a difference between like used and soiled.
Well,
like,
I think if you're buying like used panties, you want them a little soiled
for a vending machine. Like the idea of
I
that.
Didn't get them. My friend got them for me when he worked before me. Cusack.
Oh, really?
How could you soil that? Like you would have to have like a production line. Of women putting them on and taking them. Doom,
maybe
doom,
that's what
doom,
this
doom,
VR
doom,
program
doom,
is. Maybe that's what this game is. Maybe it's a new like a manufacturing plant basically for soiling underwear. I don't know.
Yeah. So the tutoring game, that's VR.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When VR
actually
launches.
That will never come out in the West.
No.
We will never see that.
Is that Batman one at launch?
Yeah,
and there's a you actually get a demo disc with it, which has like 30 games or something like that, including
that's cool.
One that's like, it's like called like PSVR. It's like their equivalent of Wii Sports or whatever.
Right.
And it's like a bunch of experiences, a few of which we played when we did the
I did this Shark Tank one. You did like a Guy Ritchie one.
I thought you were going to say Shark Tale for a minute.
That would be Shark Tale. We watched.
I can't believe they got
really
Will
long,
Smith and Jack
really
Black
long demo.
The That thought's gone.
when I was in Paris, I got to play a game called Rigs, which is like a first-person shooter sports game.
Okay.
And you have to shoot out your opponents. Then you collect like orbs that they drop.
You're in a big like mech suit.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you jump through a hoop in the middle of the arena. I got so sick playing.
Oh, man. It's
like,
in VR.
Yeah, and it's one of those like the games like the experience I play where you pretty much stay in the same place in the environment you're in are awesome and immersive and really cool.
Yes, yes.
And I feel like that's what the Batman game is going to be a bit like. You're not really running around.
Apparently, Batman games like detective work. Like you come to the scene of a crime and you've got an hour to solve it. I think it's timed.
Did you play Arkham Knight? It's like the bit, there were those little detective bits where you fast forward.
Yeah.
What happened? Do you use the controller when the ones you have to move? Like, how do you?
Yeah, so you move and it's fucked because it feels like you're moving, but you're not. And that's what made me really sick.
Because we were talking last week about like games where, like you were saying, Ben, you love The Wolf Among Us, but you were saying in general, those kind of like point and click kind of games you're not so much into because it's just like you're just watching a thing and kind of who cares. But like, if that's in. That in VR, I think it's cool. Like if you're looking around the environment and it's moving you along and you're just having to like point out stuff, I'm into it in that regard. Yep. And I think that's the only kind of thing I want to do in VR.
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about like a Mario Paint simulator
shout out to Mario Paint though.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and it's all three-dimensional
and like sometimes you're painting with like fire or lightning, you know, like ridiculous things like that.
You can
like,
paint all around you. Like you
some kind of god.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And there's another one that's
like the shark one was good, seriously. Yeah, like that was one where I didn't walk around.
It wasn't a game really. You just it wasn't a game. It was like showing off the shark attacks. It's fucked.
And like the vibe, like the vibration, the head worked, like the speakers were amazing. Like
right.
Like the funniest thing, the most fun was me filming you and you filming me while we were having goes. Like, that's still the funniest thing about VR.
Yeah, because Angus started fucking lying down in the middle.
I thought the shark was going to give me the suck. One of those sucker fish.
This randy son of a bitch. Get old Gummy in here. Let's go.
But then there's apparently a game that's like kind of like Tetris, except the games, the shapes are coming towards you and it's in a 3D space and you have to move them around.
That's cool.
Before that, so they fit through this tiny hole like that's like shaped like an L or like a rhombus or whatever, and they have to fit
it's like
it.
You know what that's like? Yeah. It's like that,
you know,
Japanese,
an L or a rhombus.
You know that Japanese game show where there's like you have to do human
exactly.
Tetris
it's
and
like
things
that.
Are coming
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
hole in the wall. Hole in the wall, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't just say Japanese. Harvard. We had our own version of it.
Yeah.
Right, we get it. Your podcast country. Is kawaii.
No, we did. We had an Australian version of Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, we get it. You wrote for Talking About My Generation.
You get it. You're the only person under 30 familiar with Channel 10's programming.
Yeah, pretty much. Seriously.
It's grim. It's a grim life.
Speaking of Tommy being the worst, how many games have you played in the last week?
Oh. I played Limbo for a little bit on my phone on the plane.
Good for
you. But you meant like Limbo is in like you were in it?
The party
mental
game.
State.
I tried to get a conga line going up the aisle. Come on, everyone. I played Limbo and I accidentally... Have you ever done this on a toilet on a plane? You accidentally flush it while you're sitting on it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's that motion sensor.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Give that rectum the suck. I'm saying.
What else did you play? Google Maps on the way here?
Yeah, I haven't been playing much. I've been away.
You haven't. You've done an episode since you've been away.
Yeah, I've been back for a week. I've been playing the game of life.
And fucking sucking.
I've used up all my credits. Yeah. You know what I did play in Japan? I went and played the Mario Kart arcade machine.
I've had a
game.
Go on that where they take a photo of your face you're like racing. Yeah.
Oh, are you like on the character? Do they? Yeah. Man, I've loved that
like
shit.
Daytona.
Remember when they were going to put that in Perfect Dark?
Yes.
I remember being... whatever age I was then.
You had to use the Game Boy camera or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it was so
the
fucking
Game Boy
cool.
camera jacked into the back of the N64.
Except they never did it though, but they took it out because they were worried that people would get upset about it because like that you might use your teacher's face or something and shoot them.
I think it was dicks and vaginas they're worried about.
Maybe.
They're like, wait for VR.
Yeah, it's coming.
I mean, it's crazy that, you know, like Nintendo already allowing a violent shooter on one of their consoles as one of their AAA titles was already... you know, pretty
was
big deal
was,
for them to go.
There was
at
blood
the time.
In Perfect Dark, wasn't there? There was blood in GoldenEye.
There was blood in GoldenEye, yeah.
There was blood in Perfect Dark.
Yeah, there was. It was lasers, so I think it was less.
Yeah.
There could have been a canon explanation that had cauterized the worm.
But yeah, I remember
that alien was annoying. Cool. I didn't like the alien in the game.
Yeah, Elvis.
It sounded a little too.
No, because all the rare games are too chatty and annoying. Yeah. Like, they all have like, stop talking to me.
But I do like those little noises they do. The blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. But you don't like that?
No, I love that.
I still like this is true to myself sometimes when I'm home. Do you remember the polar bear in Banjo-Kazooie? And he goes, yarl, yarl, yarl. I make that noise to myself at home in my watermelon bed.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in your crazy home.
Ben, there's a guy I work with.
It's really satisfying.
It's a satisfying noise to make at the back of your throat. It feels good.
There's a guy I work with and he's like on the same spectrum that I am with like video game love and autism.
Yeah.
And yesterday he just started making this sound. I'm like, Kazooie walking fast. He's like, how did you know? And he like sits behind me. He's like going,
yeah, walk.
When you switch to Kazooie walk.
As soon as you unlocked that in that game where you could flip that backpack around and stop lumbering around like a fat old dumb cunt and actually get places quickly. So good.
Yeah. It was like the Rush Hour of video games, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, Kazooie was definitely the Chris Tucker.
He ain't going to be in Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Did you guys have a Game Boy camera?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah. I found it the other day.
Really?
I had the printer as well.
I always wanted the printer and I could never find it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
You had to take your camera to Video Easy and print them out there.
This is such a little shit story. So I had a CD player, which, like a boombox, so to speak, which I loved.
Yeah.
Didn't love, but it was adequate rather. And then for my 13th
big drop.
No, backtracking.
Yeah. I just realized like I didn't really love it. I was 13. I didn't understand what love was. Then for my 14th birthday, my parents got me like one that's kind of like in this hotel room with like two speakers. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was supposed to be like, you know, daddy's grown up now and he can listen to music louder. I was really angry with that.
I feel so rude talking about this,
but I told my parents I didn't want it. Then I gave them a presentation one night. No shit. Ooh, I like did a keynote and was like, wow. If you return this and I buy a Game Boy camera and a printer with the money, you're still getting more money back. And they're like, A, this is very insulting, but B, we like the way you think. And then we literally returned it.
And it's our fault for only making one of you.
Yeah. And then that's like kind of the worst. I haven't really spoken about that to anybody before.
Wow.
I honestly, because I remember always wanting a Game Boy printer because it was always, it was so limited with that. It was like, cool, you can take photos and then just look at them on your Game Boy.
The paper was the hard thing and you kind of like, really didn't want to print photos on it.
Specific reams that you had to buy.
Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, I don't want to waste that
photo. But they were little stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was kind of like, I guess, I think at the time in Japan, they had those photo booths where you would draw on. It was just like the at-home version of that. It was great. The Game Boy camera is still big. Like, people still make, like, well, not successful people, like chip tunes artists still make music.
Yeah. This is kind of tangentially related, but I think it's very funny. A friend of mine was telling me a while ago he found an extremely old phone of his in an old desk, like an old Nokia.
Okay.
And he spent the whole day going around trying to find a charger for it in his house and couldn't. And then like was like on eBay, like doing everything he could to find a charger for this old ass phone because he remembered an ex-girlfriend of his had given him a blowjob and he'd filmed it on his phone and he just wanted to rewatch the video.
In like VGA 246 quality or something.
Yeah, he's on this insane hunt. It's like, by the time you get that charger, as if you'd be able to make out what's going on that fucking video. Yeah. Like,
this brings us back to the Game Boy camera that I found. Weirdly.
What color was it?
It was red. It was red and you could turn it around, but it didn't have anything. It actually, all it had on it was a bunch of photos of my now dead dog and it made me sad.
I've still got mine of my parents. I'd love to see what's on there.
You gotta get it.
Yeah, I need a Game Boy. I had a Game Boy Pocket, but I don't know if I have a charge. Oh no, they weren't charged.
I've got a Game Boy.
I'll get it from my folks.
It's not a color.
I probably still got a printer too.
But the best thing about the Game Boy camera was that you could, it had games on it, right? You were in the game, so you would take like four photos
they were
of
like
yourself.
The Game and Watch games.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
but that was cool.
Juggling game and juggling. Then like a sort of vertical shooter thing.
Space. They kind of did the same thing with the 3DS with that air game.
Yeah. That was awesome, I guess.
Yeah. Face. That was the thing that sold
shooting the balloons
face
and stuff.
Shooters.
Something like that, yeah. Face money shot, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
Cum shot.
Yeah.
Cum
shot. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
That list that you sent me the other day?
Oh.
You sent me a list of words that have been banned by your work email filter.
No, not email. It's for any It's not profanity filter at work. It was profanity filter that my place of employment will put on our Facebook pages.
Right.
Oh, so
right.
People can't jump on and comment.
Right.
And it was close to like, it was 1,000 words strong.
A thousand?
And one of the you sent me a screenshot of a segment of it.
It's fucking Henry Chaucer over here with 1,000 words.
I'll tell you what, the Chaucer of swear words right now is getting very red in the face.
But one of the words on the list was cum shot, mm-hmm. which just, because I hadn't heard that term in
Well, how many years has it been since you directed a porno? How long has it been?
Cum shot. Like, who ever has cause to use that term? Knox, when was the last time you... Let's go around the horn.
I reckon amateur porno.
Saw or like, said?
Thought about the term in any way.
Probably when I found that Game Boy camera. No, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Dog. You're right. What else is on there? What kind of stuff are we talking? Don't do the racial ones. I couldn't even say that one.
There's like names of countries on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
It's really weird.
Like only like all countries or just specific
just some,
countries?
I think
just
it's
Spain.
Someone... Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Just the Republic of Cumshot.
A lot of it's missing.
Incidentally, that was the last time I heard it when I went there.
The reason why the reason why the list is so long is because of the misspellings and the dummies.
Oh, yeah.
So that for every Cumshot, there's 9 to 16 spellings.
Right,
of
and like shit with a 1 in it. Or
yeah,
whatever.
And also people, like you might may have noticed, this get real heavy hours. I'm like... Racists will spell Muslim differently when they start like
yes.
anti-Muslim
yeah,
pages with
yeah.
underscores.
MOS
yeah,
and right.
yeah
stuff,
so
yeah.
it's all like variations on things that people try to get past. But someone's amazing job is to get
sit
all
down
these
and
words
yeah, yeah. put and yourself in the mind in the headspace and go, how many different ways would I spell Muslim if I was a yeah. completely fucked individual?
Fuck, I had to have a meeting the other day with someone and we were like, I got paid for this, by the way. This wasn't just me being racist, but we're like, we need to come up with a list to put it, because we had this. No. So I work at the ABC and we had a show on which was about Australian patriots. And we're like, things are going to get really fucking hairy.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to sit in a room. We've got like 4 people and we're like, come up with every racial slur we can. I'm like, fuck, if this email leaks, we're all losing our job.
Fuck.
It was amazing. We're like, what did you call? What did you call? What do you call someone from there? And they're like, fuck, we felt so bad writing them down.
Why were you doing this?
To prevent racists from saying it. So we had to block. So
block it, okay.
Yeah,
right.
So you can put those words in a filter. And anyone that uses any of these words and their various misspellings, be them... intentional or not,
right,
will automatically save us a lot of time.
Yeah, I watched that show that you're talking about, and even some of the stuff that made it on screen. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, so imagine the list of
Do you get to go into the filter and look at the like what
I'm the guy that copied and pasted them in. Yeah, I look at it all the time.
That
gets me rock hard.
I've never really thought about this before, but I love that every like bank website and all sorts of places on the internet would have this hidden little thing that's just like that fucking Blink 182 song.
Yeah, it's literally like Family Reunion by Blink 182. Right. It's like you just have 400 swear words. Like the ones that got caught, I was like, whoo. It's like,
motherfucker, to make turn Joseph, and cum and Muslim.
Piss fart. Turd and twat. Gonna make about farts again.
Anyway, the Mario Kart arcade game. I really like it.
What a long road we went down.
Because they don't bring them out here, do they? Like, they don't really get a wide release.
It's weird. I think Nintendo team up with Namco for all
All
right.
They're in bed with Namco, so to speak, in Japan, because they've done that. And the weird Pokemon Tekken takeover, that was there when I was there. Did you see that?
It's kind of weird that they don't...
Yeah. That's on Wii U, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, again, I think I see more Japanese games in Japan being played at arcades than I do Wii U games in actual stores in Australia, which is sad.
Pokken Tournament, is it?
Yeah, and it uses the Tekken engine,
It's kind of fun. I played it for about half an hour and I had no idea what was going on by the end. Or
it's,
at any point.
It's so it's weird like a that mega,
it's a Mega Zero version of Smash Brothers, basically, right?
It's weird that they don't port those Mario Kart arcade games over though.
Like, well, even just Mario put them up
as a gameplay is nowhere near as good as or as tight as a regular Mario Kart.
Yeah, true. I mean, I really liked it.
Arcade culture's big there though, and it just doesn't exist here anymore.
Yeah.
I forgot how
everyone loves getting
much
out of
a rip off arcade games
themselves.
Are. Like, I put 300 yen in and I did the first race, I won my race, and I'm like, fucking great, I'm moving on. Nah, you put more money in if you want to go to the next race.
Were you racing against other people?
Nah. I always thought it was like,
that's why you won.
If you win, then you go on. You know, and then you move on.
That's how it used to work in House of the Dead.
Huh?
You don't die, you keep playing.
Yeah, totally. I felt slighted.
Hey, you said that you were going to play a pachinko machine when you were in Japan, did you?
I didn't do it. Yeah.
Why the fuck I'm too. I you don't play games while you're here. You don't play pachinko when you're there. What use are you?
What are you? No, I just. I can't. I would walk past and look at it and go, I can't even tell what the fuck.
I mean,
this
to be.
Is.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't either. And. It's just fucking overwhelming.
Pachinko is easy. Am I right that it's like, you know, those little those
I can't tell you if you're right.
Get in the in like for like the bath toys where you push the button and it'll squeeze yes. a little yeah. bit of air around. Exactly. Is that pachinko?
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. So you know the game, you know in Nintendo Land, which is the game that you, that came packed in with the black yep. Wii U when it came yep. out. You, in that game, you play all the weird different Nintendo attractions and then mm-hmm. you gain coins. And then you go into the center of the game and you play this arcade game in which you drop the coins down a bunch of different pegs yeah. and have to land in specific holes. That's pachinko.
Is
except
it really?
With oh. money. Yeah. Yeah. Except with money. Like right. they gamble.
Yeah.
yeah.
So if you drop
yeah.
something, like it's their poker machines. Yeah. But being the quaint, you know, hilariously cute nation they are, it's like a fun.
It's a children's
it's way fun. But it, and it's also, it's less.
When
like,
I said it had Star Wars ones, Metal Gear Solid ones,
but there's
like,
some
which
amount
is
of
what
skill
I
involved in it too. Not, it's not like Pokies where it's just up to whatever the
you have to
game.
Like.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess there's a degree of skill. They're probably still wrought.
Sure, I'm sure
completely.
They are. I don't know
well, now
they
it are. Sounds to me like Konami made the right decision by bailing out of
yeah,
games.
Yeah, good for you. You're right. Yeah. You should always never play games.
Yeah, I feel very.
Wait, speaking of games, can we talk about Metal Gear? Survive.
Ooh, yeah.
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 You have some
speaking of games on a game podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop the talking about
oh, how novel. No.
Jets and slashes.
You've really got to jump in on the rare moment where we start talking yeah. about games.
Oh, no. We did talk about it a bit because we
yeah,
talked about the
not
Crystal
since
Head
that
stuff.
New video.
There was a new
yeah.
one last yeah. week, the 15 yeah. minutes
what,
ago.
What
and
all
like
the likes
Big
and
Dick Kojima's waiting.
Yeah. yeah. Big Dick Kojima opened his mouth about it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. And it was a diss, but a Japanese diss, which was pretty much A, apologetic and praised it badly.
It's like, sorry, that's not what I'd have done, but good for them.
Yeah, he was like
that.
Metal Gear was a game about political intrigue and yeah. something else. Then he's like, and I find it hard to see that a zombie game is yeah. about that. Which I yeah. was like, that's like pretty much saying delete your account. Yeah. Like, that's like the Japanese equivalent of that. It's like, yeah.
He used a bunch of other words, but they're all caught by the filter.
That was quite, it was misspellings of intrigue. But yeah, that gameplay came out and it just looks like Left 4 Dead, Resident Evil.
It looks
Evil,
like a kind of a poorly made mod.
Yeah, like, it looks like
yeah.
a mod.
Yeah.
It looks
like
exactly
the
anime, like a mod.
The, like, it's all old shit from Metal Gear Solid 5. Mm.
Which is dumb
stuff.
Because in the plot, you transport to another dimension. Yeah. And everyone's yeah. already going, oh, that map of, like, that yeah, section yeah. we've seen is already a level.
And
in
so then
Afghanistan.
Every new bit that they've added just looks pretty shitty. Like, there was these, like, you. So what you do is you're. You invade a little area and there's zombies in there and you kill them and then you have to hole up and defend it. When
hole up.
While they're hole up.
I knew someone was going to do it.
We damn boys.
So then the zombies come at you and some waves of them and you...
And it's like base...
You set up defenses
yeah,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was like one cool thing where the fence was kind of bending slowly, but it, then but then also the animation was a little jerky on it and it just looked weird and all the zombies move strangely. They have the same... You didn't play much of Metal Gear Solid 5, did you?
Oh, yeah, a couple of hours.
There were these people who
yeah,
were
that's
from
not much.
This base.
More than you,
first intro. yeah. The opening credits.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw Hideo Kojima's name about 40 times in a day. Anyway, it just doesn't look very good, and it does look like a bit of a
like, it
grab.
Looks fine yeah. for what it is, but it's not a Metal Gear Solid game.
No.
Like,
that's what I don't get.
Remove
just
that.
Call it anything else.
Well, they won't, because they've got nothing else.
But I mean, Konami have sunk millions and years upon years, like decades, into the Metal Gear franchise.
And what, into this engine and shit specifically.
Exactly. So
as
what,
well,
I mean,
yeah.
like, what, Angus, as a diehard Metal Gear fan,
yeah.
Like, what. What could Konami do with that license that wouldn't make you angry? Is there anything?
Just sell it back. Hopefully
get
they
in a trading post.
Hopefully they fold in themselves. Like, all they have is a soccer game, which isn't that successful outside of Japan as a console game.
FIFA?
No, not FIFA. There's another one, like fantasy. I don't know what it is.
Pro Evo?
Is it Pro Evo?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
their only other franchise.
If
at
they
the
went
moment,
the same way as
which
like
is dire
programs.
As fuck. Like, they don't make freaking Castlevania anymore. Like, they
yeah.
don't make
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Is it Interplay or Infograms or one of those things is selling off all their old
yes.
franchises?
Yeah.
And shit like
yeah.
that. If that happened to Konami, that
I think
would
they
be
need
fantastic.
To do it. I think they'll yeah. literally have to sell it. I reckon Sony will buy.
Yeah.
The Metal Gear Solid license and go, Kojima, it's yours again.
Bring yeah. back the Tiny Toons games they used to make, I say.
They were great. The one
that
on
was,
SNES was
really
great.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was yeah. amazing.
The little baby rabbit was fucking funny.
Ninja Turtle arcade games they used to make.
Yeah, yeah.
They were imagine great. If, Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Imagine if Sony bought the Metal Gear license and then gave it to, like, Sucker Punch or something like that.
Honestly, see them, like, It's probably political. They'll let Death Stranding make fuckloads of money, top every list, and then Konami will be like, wah, 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 and they'll be like, we'll bail you out. You can make your shitty sub-soccer game, and we will, you know, reap the rewards.
Yeah. So
did you guys see Big Dick Kojima go out in front of everybody and
drop
tell
his mixtape?
So he said that Death Stranding is going to come out in 2018. Which not going to happen.
He said it was.
But in a really cryptic way, you're right.
He said it was before the Tokyo Olympics, right?
Yeah,
and that it would come out before the Tokyo Olympics.
And he said it was. And after.
Yeah, that's 4 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You follow his Twitter account. It's like playing Metal Gear every day.
Seriously. All the spaghetti stuff.
Turn on your notifications. Follow Hideo Kojima _EN.
So, okay. Angus, you have notifications on your phone for whenever Kanye tweets.
Yeah.
Whenever Kojima tweets. Yeah.
There was another one the other day I turned on. No, Bryce, that was Kanye
Bryce
on Instagram.
From Gigolos.
That was Kanye on Instagram. Yeah, it's only Kanye West and Kojima.
Tommy, have you got anyone that you have a notification set on your Instagram for when they put anything up?
No, I would never do anything like that. Yeah. Hey, let's we had a
just like playing games. Two things you would never do.
Hey, let's close out. This is a question that we got last week that we didn't get around to answering.
Why doesn't Tommy play games?
What is a video game? No, this is something that someone asked that is kind of apt given what we're doing here in this episode. Someone wanted to know if we could mesh two game franchises together, what would we each do? What franchise would you want to see come together?
Zombie Animal Crossing. I read this on like it was an IGN article ages ago, and it stuck with me ever since. Like that kind of day to day. Maybe that is Minecraft, where you are.
Maybe that's Metal Gear Solid.
We don't know it. Yeah, but you're building something, but then there's always like you build this great town, and then you unleash a plague of zombies on it.
Sure. There's like some Flash games and shit that are like that I remember playing a few years ago that were actually kind of fun.
But like even like with SimCity, the best part was building something incredible, and then
and
just
a disaster happens. Oh yeah.
Hammering it with disaster.
Remember when you get like Godzilla attacks and shit and alien attacks? That was baller.
Yeah.
Well, this is something I've thought would be awesome for ages, like an open world GTA style game, but it's set in a disaster movie. So like you've got that huge city,
like
but there's
the world,
like a Godzilla walking around
style.
GTA
San Andreas.
Up.
Yeah, it would be. I'm loving it.
Have you seen
that riot bit in San Andreas?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, and there was that bit in
the game or the movie? No,
in
what are we
Batman. Where in the last one where like it all got fucked up for a while, and it was actually really annoying.
Oh, when like all the gas came down and everyone was gone and stuff. Yeah,
the scarecrow gas.
Yeah.
But there's a mod for GTA 4 or 5 where the cars drive to the point where like you just get, if you walk on the road for a split second, you get hit by a car and
die. Around. The road is
just plowing into everyone. It's impossible to drive.
The road is lava.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I'd like to see someone mod No Man's Sky and put like quests and stuff in it. Like
Skyrim and make it interesting.
I like the look of fuck. I finally Star played Citizen. That. It's such a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Ben's played it the most out of all.
I moved house recently and I got the disc sent to me before I could even play it.
And he wants to get another disc, so he loved it.
No, I got it. Yeah, no, I love it. But also, yeesh. It was just, then as soon as I got the internet, I like put it in, installed the update. I was like, here we go. And then I was transported to some like terrible looking planet. And I get like it's generated, but it was like purple sky, bright red floor. It looked horrible to look at. Yeah. I was like, ooh. And then it took me no shit 45 minutes to walk to where it was asking me to.
Yeah.
In real time. And I was like, is this it?
Yeah.
And it was.
It is. Yeah.
And I just had to shoot things.
But like, did you even get off that first planet?
I'd have no interest in getting off it. It was that bad. It was that terrible.
I'm with you.
Sell me on a game within 5 minutes or I'm out.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to work hard to make a game good.
I landed on a hospitable, cool planet. It took me like half an hour to get all the shit I needed to get the fuck off it. And then I did. And then I went on another planet and I spent
terrible.
2 hours on it. Mm. I don't know. I feel like,
it's a tech demo. It's basically a tech demo.
The
VR game we played had more of a plot.
All the gaming podcasts
this
I listen
podcast
to
has more of a plot.
Has one person that fucking hates it, and then one person that's like, no, play it for a bit longer.
Yeah.
And the other person
I
never
have
does.
Time, to walk around and maybe find a cool planet. Like I don't.
If you're gonna listen to a podcast or something, it's something to do with your hands and your eyes.
Yeah,
like, that is, I think, the best argument.
I just wish I had that time.
I already got something I do with my hands when I listen to podcasts.
I don't have time to play like a subpar level, like world generator game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got
to pick my battles.
I got to the end. I got to like the quote unquote end.
Oh wow!
like the center of the galaxy.
I'm so
Have you dropped that on
that
this podcast?
Minutes, and you're like, my tattoo is almost showing my No Man's Sky tattoo. My day one-er.
My no, Sean Murray no face guy. Tattoo. Yeah, so I basically like played it for a good length of time and then was like, fuck it, I'm just going straight towards the center. I'm not fucking around on any of the planets. And then I got to the center, and like, do you want to know? Like, I think we're already talking about what happened.
Yeah, I'm not going to get to this. I was defending it, but I'm still not going to play it. There is a cool mechanic in there.
But that's not a good game.
Like, Mario Kart has cares, though. I said something was good, and it doesn't matter how bad everything else around it.
I just think
if I like that one particular thing,
it's like watching a horrible movie and going, "Oh, that extra was okay."
But we were saying if that had come out as sort of they'd intended, just as an indie game on the eShop, and it was like, you know, $20 or whatever, if it snuck on there,
you know,
it'd be kind of cool.
You didn't pay for it. Angus didn't pay for it, and I didn't pay for it.
But I still hate
Ben
it.
Paid for it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And Noxy paid for it.
Do we all owe Ben and Noxy $20?
I feel like the fact that you did get to the end is in part because, like, I feel like there was a bit of time where you were like, I need to deal with this. I move it on.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens is, I started following the Atlas path.
The Charles Atlas path.
Yeah, exactly. You're
doing weights in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much. After a certain point, there's nothing else worth doing. So you just follow the Atlas path. You get to the end. You get to like the last one, and it's like, hey, you're at the center of the galaxy. If you have 10 Atlas stones, you can reset in a new galaxy. If you don't have 10 Atlas stones, like maybe you sold them.
Whoa,
you can fuck right off. You just leave that station.
So you can literally just start all over again.
Oh, that is fucked.
Either you can start all over again if you have enough of these stones.
The stones on this guy.
But what's the... Like,
or you just walk out and
the look in your eyes just then.
What is the benefit to starting again, though? Because surely you get it's to do the it exact again.
You might get that horrible purple-yellow planet Amazon where you walk for 45 minutes in like 0 degrees temperature.
The only real positive... I think I already mentioned this on this podcast. I liked going through and I named every planet I came across Borat.
Oh, yeah.
Every system Borat. Every moon was called my wife. And I'm by the law of averages, someone will have found one of them.
I named everything FIFA.
FIFA? Great. Yeah.
I just think like a game still needs a director. It's why I didn't like Mario Maker, because like none of us here have made games and I don't think we should be given the tools to create a game if we don't really understand narratives in games. Like, I remember reading a great retort when Mario Maker came out. It was a game designer, and he's like,
I love a great retort.
And he's like, it's a great game, but if you, and he's like, he'd worked at, I think it was like Namco or something for years. He's like, we learn about level narratives where you introduce a concept to somebody without them understanding, you're introducing the jump between two moving platforms. And it's like, no, everyone just made stupid, like, Rube Goldberg machines.
I
think you need, like, it's like,
or like people are still trying to make like the hardest levels of all time where it's like, that just doesn't look fun to play.
It's not fun. Yeah. And it's like saying like, you know, you could watch a live stream of like a GoPro camera somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you could watch a movie directed by Martin Scorsese, and out of one of the two, one's probably going to be a lot more enjoyable. And
the first one.
Yeah.
No.
Be cool.
That's true, film by the Oscar winning director who has
like... what you're looking to get from it though, because there's something really cool about going like this fucking street corners in Paris.
Maybe it's about crazy. Time management.
You can't put Mario Maker in the same boat as No Man's Sky.
Oh, like, I think you can in a way.
I mean, you can.
No, I think you can. There's infinite possibilities. There's shitty levels friends.
If your parents had bought you No Man's Sky, would you have done a presentation about how they should sell it and use the money to get you Mario Maker?
Yeah, I would have bought a Wii U with it.
With Mario Maker, at least 90% of those levels people have tried to put some effort in, though. But No Man's Sky,
90.
There's nothing.
Yeah,
there's
nothing. They put effort into the algorithm.
Oh, sorry, the guys who made the game.
The guys who made the levels in Mario
Maker. Oh, totally. They're classic Mario games. They're very playable and really, really good. But then,
but like just the strangers and whatever, the internet people who've made, like most of those people.
I just saw Big Dick.
Great band.
The Strangers.
Great masturbation technique.
The profanity filter my mom put in my Wii U means I can't find Strangers levels.
Hey, we should wrap this up because we've got to do another one of these.
Wait.
We got big news.
I just got an email.
Oh, shit. From who?
That's a weird language that email's in.
What?
Nintendo.
Nintendo email you direct?
You know what?
Wait a
minute. Let's save it. Let's
save it. That's in a weird... That's like... That looks like it's in Japanese. Tome's been to Japan recently. Maybe he can...
No.
What's the subject line?
You know what? Shut the fuck up. You can finish your podcast. Okay. We'll talk about this on HeyFam.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go... we're going to wrap this up here for this week.
I hope Adam's around for the next episode.
We're now going to do an episode of these guys' podcast, HeyFam. So if you want to hear more of the five of us fucking around, head over to that podcast.
In a bedroom.
I'm going to reveal what the NX is too.
Yeah. Is that the subject line? It says NX announced?
It says, hey, Levins, it's Nintendo.
Fuck yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Well, I can't wait to hear...
Nintendo.
Can't wait to hear what this definitely real email has to say. So, Ben, give us the tags.
At FilthyCastPod on Twitter, FilthyCasuals on Facebook, FilthyCasualsPod at Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another Filthy Casuals podcast, isn't there?
Yeah, there's heaps. There's dozens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's so
like the galaxies in
SEO.
No Man's Sky. You finish this one and you can just start over again on a different Filthy Casuals podcast.
Stones on this podcast.
One of those
podcasts.
Windstones on this podcast.
One of those podcasts started after us. It was about a month or 2 months so after.
The really?
So the episode number was always less.
Right.
So I always felt cooler than them. But because we've skipped a couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
We are behind.
Just do what we do. We started skipping numbers, confusing our fans. Seriously? We jumped from 54 to 56 and we didn't notice. But then fans like, why did you guys skip? And we're like, we'll release it another day. It doesn't exist.
It's unlucky, man. It's like a hotel, 13th floor. Guys, thanks for listening. And as we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals,
listen to HeyFam.
Yes.
I was going to say the end of that Pink Floyd album thing.
I had it planned. I was going to say, the N-word.
Yes, so did I.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.